Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. You want to check us out on TV. Presented by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You're looking for their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline as a head basketball coach at the University of Maryland. They take on Rhode Island tomorrow at the Xfinity Center at 9 p.m. on FS1. It is nice. Coach Mark Turgeon. What's up, Coach?
Coach!
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good morning.
Season at Maryland. Has it felt fast or does it feel like a long time?
Say it again.
The ninth season you're there at Maryland, has it flown by?
He's got 181 wins here.
Yeah, does it seem like a long time? How does it feel?
Well, the first 3 years felt like a long time. The next five moved a little bit better. So, yeah, it goes quick. I can't believe it's the ninth year. Love it here, and I think we're – you know, it's funny. I never kept a job over 7 years, kind of moved around. And it was like when I hit 8 and 9, I was like, why didn't I do this with the other jobs? It just seems like you're established. You're not starting over and all that kind of stuff. So it's good. And I think we've built a culture that it just keeps getting better every year. So it's been fun. Looking forward to the next 9 years.
Coach, can you even count the number of times you moved prior to setting down roots here in College Park?
Yeah. I probably could, but I know for sure we've had 10 homes, my wife and I.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, 26 years of marriage. Yeah. And we're still happily married, which is great. And, you know, the good thing for me was it was hardest on my oldest, Will, who's a sophomore now in college. But my younger kids, when we moved here, they were second grade in kindergarten. So the moves haven't been as hard on them. Because this is really what they know living here. So when you move that much, it's more about your kids than it is about you and your wife.
Right.
And so we were lucky enough to establish ourselves here when two of my kids were still pretty young.
Well, I'm guessing out of the 10 houses, this is the best one.
No doubt. Yeah. Well, you get better at it as you go.
Well, he's like in Potomac or something, isn't he? Aren't you in Potomac?
No.
You used to be in Kensington. No. I don't know if he still is.
I can't give that stuff information.
Oh, okay. Well, I know it's not a small house.
No, it's nice. I'm sure.
Hey, this is what I can't believe. Well, I couldn't believe this, Coach. When I looked at the schedule on November 5th, there was 187 games, and there were conference games in the ACC. There were at least three.
Yeah.
And then there were conference games the following night. They're playing and then Boeheim's all pissed off. You know,
he wasn't wrong. Yeah.
I can't believe it. I want to get your take on this. Yeah, what is your thought on playing conference games in your opener on November 5th?
Well, here's what they were trying to do. So college basketball is just trying to be relevant. You know, this time of year is about pro football and college football. And, you know, the rankings came out for football, the top four, whatever. And you know, we're playing Holy Cross and not a lot of people are paying attention. Even though Holy Cross was a good team and the game means a lot to us and we're preparing for it. And so we do the ACC Big Ten Challenge and the GABA games, and now we play two games before Christmas just to make our games more relevant before the first of the year. And I think that's what the ACC was doing. They were opening their new network, the ACC network, and they all agreed to play those games. I'm sure it's not fun to do that. You know, we're still trying to figure it out. We're at 20 games now. I think the ACC's at 20 games now. We got to play two before Christmas, just so our kids can breathe a little bit after Christmas and not, you know, fall behind in school and be traveling all the time. So, you know, we're still trying to find more windows before Christmas because of finals and different things to play games. So it's just to be more relevant with basketball. I'm sure a lot of people tuned in, you know, Feast Week, people will tune in, Big Ten ACC Challenge, people will tune in. So just trying to get a little recognition for college basketball.
You mentioned the pre-Christmas slate. You have Illinois, then you're at Penn State, then you got a toughie out of conference, too, at Seton Hall on the 19th.
Yeah, we got a great stretch. We're down in Orlando We'll play Temple, and then either Harvard or A&M. And Harvard's, you know, getting some votes for top 25. Tommy's got a great team. You know, Buzz is at Texas A&M. Then the other side of the bracket's Marquette, USC, and Davidson. And Davidson had two guards in that top 50 wouldn't watch. You know, and Bob has good teams. He does a good job with them. So we're going to play three really good games down there and then come home and play Notre Dame and then play those games we just talked about. So we got a seven-game stretch for our fan base, which should be a lot of fun.
You know, I feel stupid, Coach. You know, I haven't done this for so many years. I didn't. You know, I always knew you guys were, you know, you picked your non-conference schedule and kind of slated all that stuff. But I always just kind of assumed, and this is just naivety on my part, that the conference kind of dictated these conference games. So you actually have a large say in when you can sneak these conference games in and where you could schedule them?
Well, this year we didn't. We're trying to figure it out because we're having some problems. We want to make it fair. So we don't want one team to get 4 days to prepare, another team to get two.
Right.
So, you know, there's just some other ideas that are popping up that maybe we can figure out to get a game in. I don't think any of us want to open our season with a conference game.
Right.
But if there's a Friday night game in November where your football teams are playing the next day and you can have, you know, the game Friday night and then the football game on Saturday, there's talk about that. There's talk about, you know, playing a game during feast week if you're not in one of those major tournaments. So there's a lot of talk going on. I just want our students around. That's what's important to me.
Right.
We play three games in January without our students. Happens to be Indiana, Ohio State, and Purdue, three pretty good teams.
Right.
So, you know, that's tough enough playing them with students in the building. Hopefully we're having such a good year that the building's going to be full anyway. But I just want, whenever we play those games before Christmas or that one game, I just want to make sure our students are in the building.
Yeah. Well, you guys are obviously getting a lot of preseason hype. I don't know how you feel about this roster as compared to others. I know the roster that you had that first year in the Big Ten was good. It was a good season.
I was talking
to Chris Knocke a couple days ago, and I said,
boy.
All right. I said, Coach, tell me what's up with it. He goes, they are deep and talented. And I know that Cowan entertained going to the league last year. Good thing you got him back. But you got pretty much everyone back. Tell me about the Mitchells. I mean, tell me about this roster, because you guys are guard heavy and you got some athleticism and length on the post.
Yeah, we do. And the good thing is we have good guards that are coming back with great experience. Obviously, Anthony made the right choice. Another story about Anthony is he graduated this summer. He's in grad school now. He graduated 3 years, which is an amazing story.
That's awesome. So
he's really taken his game. And I know I say it every year, he's done this, he's done that. Now he's really taken his game and his leadership to another level. What I mean by that is the game has slowed down for him. Anthony knows that there's good players around him. And because of our depth, Anthony won't have to play as many minutes. Last year, Anthony had given me the tired signal, and I'd call timeout, you know, because I just couldn't take him off the floor.
Right.
This year I can take him off the floor. I don't like taking him off the floor because I think he's so good, but I have, you know, to help keep him fresh. I think he was just exhausted last February and March, and it showed, you know, the way he shot the ball. He didn't shoot the ball as well because he was exhausted. But, you know, Eric Isle is back. Aaron Wiggins has made a big jump. Daryl Morcell's made a jump in his game. He was terrific in the opener the other night. We're still trying, you know, Sorrell's back. Our sophomore class has been terrific. Jalen's here, of course, came back. I think Jalen had the toughest decision whether to come back or not. I think he made the right choice. He's put on more weight. His game's more versatile. His defense has gotten better. So, you know, we got that. And then you have the freshman class that's come in. You also got Ricky Lindo. I don't want to forget about Ricky. Ricky played a lot of minutes for us. Started the other night. Ricky's gotten a lot better. His game's still moving a little quick for him, but it's slowed down. Also, so that gives us great depth with just that class, sophomore class, and Anthony and Daryl. And then we really feel good about Dante Scott. He's got some toughness to him. We felt like we needed to get tougher if we wanted to compete with the Michigan States of the world and Kansas and Dukes and all the teams, the top teams in the country, the Texas Techs and Virginias, if we wanted to advance in the tournament. So Dante Scott came in. He's a very versatile player, can play the three and the four, great toughness, just loves to play basketball, really skilled, can really dribble and pass and score in a variety of ways. And then we brought in the Mitchell twins, and they've been I knew they were good, but they've been a real pleasant surprise. And, you know, we're still teaching them how to practice hard every day and be coachable every day, but they're, you know, they've come a long ways quickly and really talented kids. And it's like 2-1, you know. You know, one of them was supposed to be better than the other, and mm-hmm. he might be, but the other one's pretty darn good. And some days you can't tell the difference. If they didn't have the practice uniform on, you wouldn't know who was who.
I bet.
A number, but they give us great depth. They give us physicality. They get better every day. So, yeah, the hardest thing for me is, you know, playing time, especially when we're winning. You're trying to get guys in type deal, but there's starting to be a little bit more separation. And then, you know, hopefully in December, we're going to get the big Joel Mariel kid back.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, he's starting to do some things on the floor. Everything's looking great. He's progressing well, you know, and he'll be one of the best shot blockers in the country, when he's healthy. So we feel good about things. We feel good about our depth. Our whole thing is about being selfless, putting the team first. No one's going to play as much as they want. No one's going to shoot as much as they want. And if we have internal problems, we're not going to be any good.
Right.
If our guys are selfless, we have the talent to have a really fun year.
Have you noticed a difference since the 3-point shooting line was moved back, basically a foot to the FIBA distance? Have you noticed a difference in practice in that first game against Holy Cross? Is that going to be beneficial to you guys? Is it going to hurt you, help you? What do you think?
No, there's a big difference. I don't think kids can shoot it as well.
Yeah.
Not everybody, but a lot of people could make it from that other line. It was for good shooters. It was like a layup.
Mm-hmm.
This foot makes a huge difference. You'll see a lot of kids toeing the line now until they get used to it. We did a lot of that this summer. Took a lot of bad twos, toeing the line and stuff. So we were 5 for 26 the other night. We missed a lot of them that we've been making. We're about 38% in practice.
Wow.
For all practices. We have some guys that are shooting better than others. But it's made a difference. It's definitely made a difference. For guys like Aaron Wiggins, who has deep range, Anthony Collins, it really hasn't made a difference for them, even though Aaron didn't make a shot the other night. Had nothing to do with the distance of the line. But I do think it makes a difference. I think you'll see a little more zone as the year goes on, with teams. I don't think the reason they put it in is they put it in for spacing. I don't think that's made a difference. The only way you're going to get more spacing is if you change the defense rules.
Yeah.
It's definitely made a difference in shooting percentage. I think you'll see that. I think you'll see a drop from last year. A significant drop, like 3 or 4 percentage points, I think, for a lot of teams.
Wow.
Joined by Maryland head coach Mark Turgeon. Terps take on Rhode Island tomorrow at Xfinity Center, 9 p.m. Fox Sports 1. What's it like watching the Hawks these days in the NBA? You guys are like a feeder system for that team with Len, Herter, and Fernando there in the ATL.
Well, it's a lot of fun. My favorite teams are where my former players are, and those are the only ones I watch. And, I'm really happy for Alex. Alex went some years in Phoenix, so they didn't play him the right way. They didn't win. Now Alex, they're using Alex the right way. He's really happy. You know, he's such a great kid. So it's just really good for him to see. I do think they can, if things click the right way, they can maybe be a playoff team. We'll see. They lost Collins, so that'll hurt him. Kevin's coming off a knee injury, so they're kind of limiting his minutes. But really happy for Kevin. Kevin really established himself last year in the league. And, Kevin, I expected it out of Kevin. And really happy for Bruno. You know, Atlanta really wanted him. He's with Kevin. He's with Alex. They look after him. They're helping him with all the stuff that he has to go through this year. Collins, getting in trouble, is helping Bruno. He's going to play. He's going to get minutes each and every night. And, you know, when I watched him, he's been pretty good. So I'm happy for him. Yeah, I'm happy for all my former players, whether they're in the NBA or not. We've had a lot of successful guys move on in the real world too. So, but it's fun to watch those guys play in Atlanta.
And so let's just kind of wrap this all up. Is this the best roster you've had at Maryland, in your opinion?
It could be. That Sweet 16 team was really talented. Top 6 guys, 5 guys was really talented. We didn't quite have the depth. We were older. Our starting lineup was older. We were older. You know, today's game is just so different. Young guys can play right away. It can be. You know, to me, it's all about whether the guys care about each other enough to give up what they need to give up and work hard every day and keep, whether you're playing 5 minutes or 20 minutes, every day you're trying to get better, make our team better, and being a great teammate. But, yeah, I think from 1 to 13, it's the best roster I've ever had. But wow. you only get to play five at one time. So,
right.
But what it has done is our practices are just awesome. So, like, yesterday we divide the teams up equally. I mean, these cats go at it. And it is so fun to watch. And, you know, today we'll put the starters together, top seven or eight together, and work with them. But when we divide the teams up and we can do competition for 2 hours, it's a lot of fun.
All right, Coach, best of luck. We'll talk to you soon. It's Coach Mark Turgeon. Okay. They, of course, take on Rhode Island tomorrow at Xfinity Center. Go out and support them, 9 p.m. on FS1.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, I'm going to go over for a practice next week.
You do that. Like an open practice?
Yeah, because Naki invited me. You can come, too.
Nice.
But, I want to make sure it's a regular practice where they can scrimmage because I want to see that.
Right.
I don't want to walk through gearing up for a game.
You want the real thing.
But they have a week between games. I think they play tonight or tomorrow, then they have a game next weekend.
Tell me what day you're going.
Yeah, whole week. So I'm going to go see them battle it out.
When he was referencing his Sweet 16 team, off the top of my head, I don't remember. Is that like Des Wells? Like who did he have on that Sweet 16 team?
I think it was more recent than that, wasn't it? I think I was in the post-Des Wells era, but I could be wrong.
Des is still playing. It's playing somewhere. I don't know if it's in China
or somewhere.
15,
was that the 15-16 team? Is that what he was talking about? Wells was definitely there.
He was still there at that point?
Yeah.
I don't know. He was just saying that that's maybe his best team.
Yeah.
1 through 6.
I'd have to go look at the roster from that year.
The
I looked at the numbers. If
sick.
He's watching, by the way. If they
had Mello.
Yeah. If he's watching Hawks games. it's nice to watch Bruno Fernando's averaging, 5 or 6 points a game. Alex Len.
He's playing like 19 minutes. That's
Herder, important. Herder's averaging a little bit more when he plays. But, I mean, it's just watching Trae Young. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Maybe you saw him at the team that had Lehman and Mello and Des Wells and all those guys. Mm-hmm. But I'm
that's
not sure.
What I'd imagine.
I'm not sure what year that was. It could have been 15.
All right. Phone number is 800-636-1067. If you want to chime in on anything on a Football Friday, presented by the Sportsbook of Hollywood Casino Charlestown. Every game, every bet. For real sports fans, we got Nick Costas to give us winners coming up at 9:45. But should we dive into the entertainment page on a Friday?
Sure. If Drabby gives you the stories, I'm happy to do it.
You don't have any stories?
He's my guy.
All right, we'll get to that next here on The Junkie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we want to correct something because we like to be correct on the show.
All right, yes.
What'd you botch?
Well, Des Wells was not on that Sweet 16 team.
All right.
That was Mello and Lehman and Damonte Dodd.
Ah, okay.
Rashawn Suleiman, remember he transferred in from Duke?
Yeah, remember that.
And Robert Carter, I think, was on that team.
Did they lose to Kansas? Is that?
I think they lost to Kansas.
Okay.
I think I was in Baldhead Island on spring break watching that from the house.
Right.
Yes. But so Des Wells was not on that team.
Just want
to correct that. Someone on the Vibe Machine said that he was not on it.
That's good. Always want to be. It's always better to be correct.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, it is Football Friday, presented by the Sportsbook of Hollywood Casino Charleston. Every game, every bet for real sports fans. We'll talk some bets and hopefully get some winners from Nick Costas at 9:45. But right now, we open up the entertainment page.
Yeah, I'm wondering. I should probably be washing my hands all the time, right? Being around JP.
Definitely
sickly.
I feel
it's
like
definitely
crap.
Sickly. Yeah,
and you feel terrible.
By the way, yeah, like at 5 in the morning after taking a hot shower, I was like, oh, I should be good to go. But I progressively have felt worse each hour.
Des
like,
Wells,
I feel worse than I did at 6.
currently plays for my second favorite NBA, second favorite basketball team on the planet. First being the Wizards, of course. He plays for the San Miguel Beermen in the Philippines.
Oh, okay.
The Beermen. He's playing in the Philippines?
The Beermen.
It's the name of a hoops team in the Philippines.
I think he's making
a jersey immediately.
I have no idea.
They can't have a prolific hoops league in the Philippines.
Is Manny Pacquiao on his team?
I have no idea.
All right, this story, I swear to God, made me think of Lurch.
Okay.
Lurch, would you do this? Where do you stand on this story? I don't know if you heard it. With T.I. Did you hear the story?
I'm not.
It went viral. T.I. apparently says he still accompanies his now 18-year-old daughter to her annual gynecology checkup.
What?
And he insists the doctor check to make sure her hymen is still intact.
Oh,
really? That's a very helicopter
and
parent move.
He's not kidding.
Wow.
He's taking a ton of criticism for this,
obviously.
She's
still a virgin.
Yes.
How old is she?
She's 18 now.
Is she in college?
I think she might be starting her freshman year in college.
Okay.
But he has been accompanying her to her annual appointment.
Hey, he's got his hustle on. I know that.
And he tells the doctor, Doc, whatever you do, go over there and check. I need to know if that hymen is still
intact. Wow, that is some serious parenting right there.
I have to say, I thought of Lurch. Lurch, you like to be in right field, right there coaching when the daughter's in right field.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of contact.
I mean,
I
couldn't do that. Where's mom, by the way? Where's the mom?
I don't know. I don't know where's
what
mom.
What is she doing?
I guess she doesn't matter.
Man.
Oh, that doctor's like, oh, here comes T.I. again.
Can you imagine?
Oh, I got to deal with him.
You want to pretty much ensure that your daughter ends up on the pole? Do that.
Yeah, do that, right.
Do that, because she's going to do the exact opposite.
Deja Harris. She's an 18-year-old model, so I'm assuming she's not going to college, but who knows? That's weird.
Dealing with the worst casting, by the way, ever. I think this is E.B. was originally on this. From the movie with Denzel, where he was like a Yankees prospect.
He was
playing the Yankee. He threw like
pitcher.
A girl.
He couldn't throw.
Now, what was that movie?
Oh, it was
when he played the.
He played Frank Lucas.
Frank Lucas, right?
What's the name of the movie?
Jay-Z had the soundtrack to
American
that thing.
Gangster.
American Gangster.
Yeah. So good. T.I.
played
movie.
The Yankees prospect,
and it was humiliating.
He threw like a woman.
Well, there's a lot of women out there who can throw great.
All right, I'm just saying he looked like one.
He threw like Adam probably throws.
Yeah.
So the doctor told him why it may not be intact.
Oh yeah, he had a great quote.
He goes, "Look, Doc, she don't ride no horses, she don't ride no bikes, she don't play no sports. Just check it and get back to me."
Don't ride no horses.
That's incredible.
That's the best quote. I'm glad you brought that up. Thank you. I forgot to read that. She don't ride no horses, she don't ride no bikes.
Oh,
she don't
man.
Play no sports.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
That's a weird.
And I think he said he was proud to report that as of the last checkup,
everything's all in place,
still intact.
Yeah. It's just that word is just gross. That word grosses me
out. Everything about that is just gross, right?
I don't even want to think about that.
It's just horrible. I am punching out on all of those discussions with my kids.
You know what?
My daughters, for sure.
I haven't been anywhere near my wife's or my daughter's gynecological exams.
Right.
I want to be a million miles away. Whatever's happening there.
When do girls start going to the gynecologist? I didn't even know they did that.
Probably in their teens.
Is that right? I didn't even know. I'm so blissfully unaware.
Yes.
I'm
as unaware as possible.
I mean, my daughter's 16. So
I don't even know where their office is. I know it's in the state of Maryland. That's all I know.
Yeah.
It could be in Cumberland for all I know. I have no clue.
I don't want anything to do with that. Oh. All right. We talk about Kevin O'Leary. Kevin O'Leary is...
He's Mr. Wonderful
on Shark Tank.
Now, the original Mr. Wonderful, I believe, was Paul Orndorff, the wrestler.
True.
So he predates this guy.
True, but Kevin O'Leary is Mr. Wonderful on Shark Tank. Remember,
yes.
They had the awful late night boat crash where I believe two people perished. His wife is basically, they've basically been cleared from this. They were saying potentially she could have faced 10 years. She's now facing maybe a misdemeanor, and there are some allegations that she may have been driving a little too fast for the conditions, but she wasn't under the influence or anything like that. And the boat that they hit didn't have their navigation lights on.
Yeah.
So you can imagine.
Well, here's your cake's helpful tip of the day to keep you alive. Don't go boating at night. Ever. Should never be on a boat at night.
They were
only bad
they
things
were
are going to happen.
30 at night.
Yeah, it's just it's a terrible idea.
What about a big cruise ship?
Cruise ship, that's fine.
Well, I wouldn't
story.
Be on one
but
of those
like,
either.
Like on a 20-footer that you take out to try to catch some fish.
Well, he didn't have a 20-footer.
Whatever, 50-footer. I don't know.
Mr. Wonderful had a silly boat.
Okay, he had a silly, but you shouldn't be boating at night.
But can you imagine you're just boating, and then all of a sudden, I mean, these people got smashed into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, of course they died.
Yeah, they're probably going
probably 50, didn't feel anything.
50 but knots per hour. Whatever,
the wife.
Whatever the measurement is.
His wife, and I guess him by proxy, being sued by the family of one of the victims for the boat accident. So
sue everybody.
That may cost Mr. Wonderful some of his cash.
Jerky boys.
I wish that Valdez was here. Because he's a huge James Holzhauer guy.
This is Matt Valdez.
Apparently, he's back, Drabby.
Tournament of Champions,
he's
Ricky.
He's back in a Tournament of Champions.
Of course.
He had won 32 straight games earlier this year, and he returned to the stage on Wednesday for the 2019 Tournament of Champions. Is he just going to go on a sick run now? How far can he go?
No, it's a limited tournament. He's already in the semifinals.
So, okay.
Is Ken Jennings in the mix?
Is it just the current 2019 champions, or is it
not
all-time
sure.
No,
champions?
I think they listed a bunch of people. I don't remember seeing Ken Jennings on there, but his rival, Emma Botcher, is also in the semifinals.
That's the girl I said was kind of cute in a kind of a nerdy way, right?
Yeah, you were on that island.
You kind of got steamy for her.
I'm only on an island?
Yeah.
Really? She's Arctic?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But she also is in the semis.
You have a weird fetish thing over there.
I thought
there,
she was kind of cute.
Hold on, I'm Googling her right now.
No, I don't do that. It's going to be a bad picture.
Like, I think you just like you have this like strange fantasy.
Well, if
or
all
something.
The pictures are bad pictures, I'm going to rule against you.
All right. Right. I can't even remember what she looked like.
Cakes.
She's not Monet.
I didn't say she was Monet. I said she was kind of cute. Hey, let me see this. Let me see the picture.
Seriously.
She looks like a friggin'.
I mean, she's fine. But I mean, look. I mean, seriously. Come on. Jason.
That's a bad picture.
What? They're all the same.
They all look the same. Show all the pictures.
Yeah, let's just go through. Let's see.
That's
let's
a terrible picture. That's not the girl I remember.
Let's see. Let's see. That's Holzhauer. Oh, there's another silly pic. Good hairdo.
Okay.
You're struggling to come up with cute, aren't you?
I mean, look. Come on.
That's not bad. That's not bad right there.
She's fine.
Yeah, okay. All right. Maybe you're right.
If you like short-haired chicks that look like boys,
maybe you're right. Hey, I like Dolores O'Riordan.
Pour some out for her
Dolores
tonight.
Dolores O'Riordan was beautiful compared to that girl. Are you kidding?
Just saying, she had a boy haircut.
Cakes, we've talked about Netflix before, and they're very aware of the password sharing. I actually found
out. How could they not be?
Shocker that my son has given our Netflix password to one of his buddies.
Oh.
So they're going to crack down on it. I don't know how they're going to. They have done the math on it, and they say they're losing $135 million a month due to password sharing.
I don't understand how all the passwords work. Like, if I get locked out of Yahoo, because I desperately have to check, like, my terrible fantasy team, if I try to go on Yahoo on my computer, it locks me out, but then it says, open an app on your phone, and you'll get back into your Yahoo account on your computer, and bang, I'm back in. I don't know how that works. I am mystified by how technology works. I can't explain it.
You and me both.
We all are,
brother. How do I open an app on my phone, and then all of a sudden, my computer's unlocked? Answer me this.
I don't know. And last but not least, Jason, I've always goofed on you for your yard sales. You and your wife, you have those annual yard sales, garage sales, whatever you want to call
them.
And
they net you thousands, right?
How much did the last one net you?
142 real American dollars.
I mean, 142 bucks is nice. It's great.
I know. Well, the worst part is the stuff that you know, you lug all the stuff out there.
Yeah.
And you sell $142 worth of stuff, which is like, you know, 15 things.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to lug everything back in.
And then figure out where you're going to put that crap.
Right.
Or just in the garage, right?
You would go right back to the garage.
And then are you just going to give it away?
Yeah. And then she
failed to sell it.
Then my wife takes it to like some church or.
Right.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, so she gives it away for charity.
But before she gives it to church, though, she wants to get her $142.
Got to get that cash.
Get what she can.
Yep.
But Chris Brown. Kind of in a similar vein, he had a yard sale at his home. Chris Brown,
who's his fared better.
Your mic is never working.
Well, he turns his mic off.
I know,
I'm sneezing half the time.
He's got 88 million followers on Instagram.
You know what? 88 million dopes following Chris Brown.
I mean, I don't have any idea, but I don't know what he's worth. He buys all these cars and homes and everything. He probably spends it all, but that guy's probably have earned. 200 million.
He's a terrible person. I hope he goes bankrupt.
He's a terrible human.
Tomorrow.
But he's made hundreds of millions of dollars. I don't think there's any question about it. And he had a yard sale at his home, where and he had, it was like a big tent sale. It was like something like if you're going to Golf USA or something. Right.
Golf USA.
That's a company that hasn't been around for 20 years.
We went to, what was the golf place? We had the tent sale that I used to always go
to. Tent sale was Britches.
What was Britches? Britches had a tent sale.
But Golf USA would give us stuff.
Golf USA.
I think they gave us everything in the store.
You're conflating them.
There was another golf place that I went to that always had their annual
tent
sale.
Dude, I went to a tent sale at Britches, and I literally put 9 bags worth of clothing in the back of my car. I've never seen anything like it.
Well, I think Golfdom has a tent sale.
Golfdom's great. I don't know why you're not there right now.
But, like, you know, I don't know. What was your best item that your wife sold in your yard sale?
Your Joey Harrington
like
jersey?
A backpack or something?
A backpack. Yeah, like $3 or something.
Yeah, of course. Right. I was giving away stuff.
Well, they say, I don't know, one customer said they bought a pair of sneakers worn by Brown for $35 and hoped to sell them online, flip them for $500.
Was it Tommy DeLay? Was he there buying Chris Brown shoes at his yard sale?
Hey.
That sounds like his type of move.
Could happen. So, anyway, you have someone of the similar mindset, Jason. You and Chris Brown have something in common.
My wife and Chris Brown.
Yep, there you go. I entertained you, Case.
My wife has been selling some furniture. She posts the pictures of furniture that she refinishes, and on a couple different websites, and people bid on it.
Yeah,
and they come to the house.
Yeah,
and we give them the furniture, and they have cold hard cash.
That's the best way to do business.
Anywhere from let's just say $40 to sometimes $200.
Really, you get sized.
Of course, $200.
Craigslist.
I've never seen anybody like money more than you, man.
$200.
You just get so sized for money.
I know, I like money. Who doesn't? Who don't like money?
Everybody likes money.
I mean, please.
Yeah. You got
everybody.
You got some good news maybe on your mom's condo, right?
Knock on wood. Crossing the fingers that it's a legit offer, but yeah, we found out this morning we got an offer on it.
Nice. Well, who would go through the pain of having an illegitimate offer? It's kind of
sometimes they have an offer and then
the money
check
falls
the credit.
And, yeah, they check the credit and the credit.
You don't care if they have poop credit.
Of course you do.
Yeah, but my agent's not going to accept
eventually.
It.
Eventually.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, we will talk winners, some great college football games this weekend, NFL games, Nick Costas.
Fatties.
Will join us here on The Junkies.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Chucky's on a Football Friday, presented by the Sportsbook of Hollywood Casino Charlestown. Every game, every bet for real sports fans. Join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. Nick Costas, Radio.com Sports Betting Insider. Nick Costas, Insider Calls brought to you by the gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz. What's up, Nick?
What's going on, guys? Happy Football Friday to you and the great people there where you guys are broadcasting from. And I will say, man, how about those Washington Nationals, man? Won me a lot of money. Had a future set on the Nationals from before the season to win the NL. Took them basically after they won the wild card game, basically the whole way through the playoffs. Hit all 7 games of the World Series, so that was awesome. And as a Yankees fan, my sincere thank you to the Nationals for beating the hated, the evil, the team that I despise, the Houston Astros. So,
why do you hate the Houston Astros?
Because they bet on
they're hateable?
That's got to be a betting.
Because I'm a petty sports fan, a Yankees fan, and they beat my team twice in the last 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why.
That
so
makes sense.
I hope they never win another game. And screw Mattress Mack. All of them. I hate all
of
them.
You know, I was happy.
What did Mattress Mack end up losing on that deal?
Like $12
million. Hopefully his entire net earnings, because he's an Astros guy.
So you're telling me he wasn't hedging his bets game to game?
Oh, no. He definitely was. Well, he was. Yeah. I mean, look, I don't know, like, the full story.
He
but,
had
like,
to have.
Yeah. It was a promotion for like his mattress thing. So the guy's brilliant. Like, it was a great like business play by him. There's no doubt about it. yeah, I'm not upset that anyone that roots for the Houston Astros was miserable as a result of the World Series because they beat my team. And like I said, I'm very petty, and there's no other reason for it other than that. And I hope they never win another game.
No, you're not petty, not at all.
I like your pettiness, though.
Here, let's talk about some college football tomorrow. All right, we just heard that Chase Young's going to be suspended for this game. Now, he doesn't play offense, but he can certainly disrupt everything that Maryland wants to do offensively. Ohio State, this probably opened at 44.5. It's down to 43.5 on my site. Total 66. What would you do here if you had to play it?
So last night I was talking about this with my co-host Joe Ostrowski on YouBetterYouBet on Radio.com Sports, and we were actually saying, like, are we going to lay it with Ohio State in this game? I believe when we talked about the game last night, it was like 42.5 or 43. So, like, the Chase Young news not only has not impacted the line negatively if you're Ohio State, but it's actually gone up. So it's actually gone up a point from last night, up to 44 here. So, I mean, look, I don't know what the case is potentially to take Maryland. I wouldn't do it here. For me, it's a lay it or don't play it. I don't think this is a situation where Ohio State needs Chase Young to beat Maryland by 50 points. Where this will obviously hurt Ohio State when it comes down to it is in the college football playoff, if they get there, which I think that they will. I was looking forward to fading them anyway because I haven't seen Ryan Day coach in a big spot yet, but losing Chase Young will be big when it comes down to it then. But as far as tomorrow is concerned, it's either Ohio State or it's nothing. There's no way I can make the case for Maryland.
By the way, I just saw on Twitter, I haven't been able to watch the video. The tease there from Sports Illustrated is, who lost Nick Costas more money? Freddie Kitchens or Mitch Trubisky?
Mm. Oh, well, Freddie Kitchens has lost me the most money this season. There's no doubt. And I'm done with Freddie Kitchens. But actually, the person that lost me the most money this football season is Seahawks kicker Jason Myers, because I filled out last Sunday, guys, and there's no BS here. I filled out what is absolutely the greatest daily fantasy lineup of my life. Like, every single player, like, hit in a major way. So I was winning $50,000 for the span of about an hour and a half on Sunday, and I'm like literally watching, like, it was the sweat of my life. If Jason Myers makes that kick at the end of regulation and the game does not go to overtime, Russell Wilson gets no points in overtime, and I win like $35,000 to $50,000. But they get the ball. Russell Wilson goes 80 yards on that drive. Like, there was a penalty, and he kept getting more yards, and he was scrambling. And I literally watched my winnings dissipate from 50 to 30 to 10 to $1,000. So I did win $1,000, so, like, first world problems complaining about that. But I could have won 50. So actually, it's that scumbag Jason Myers, the kicker for the Seahawks, another guy who I hope, you know, never made.
Nick, I
would never wish a bad life on anyone, but if I did, I may wish it on him.
I had virtually the same sweat with you because I had Matt Stafford and everybody else had Russell Wilson. If Matt Stafford had been able to throw a touchdown or run a touchdown in from the 1 yard line and Wilson didn't go to overtime, I would have won like 15 or 20K. Instead, I won $75.
but listen, I mean, look, I won 1,000, so great, but, like, I don't blame Matthew Stafford. Like, the NFL is so gross with, like, the way it's incestuous and disgusting and nepotistic with the way, like, these coaches get recycled. It's not Stafford's fault. It's Darrell Bevell's fault. That fourth and goal play, I Stafford was my quarterback also. Like, what the hell? So the strength of the Raiders defense is stopping the run. What the hell is your running play action for on fourth and goal from the two? And then you throw the ball to the third string tight end, Logan Thomas, who played a quarterback at Virginia Tech, not even tight end. I mean, just absolutely dreadful. Yeah, I mean, it was terrible.
Marvin Jones Jr. or Kenny Galladay weren't even on the field for the play. They deserve to lose.
You can't make it. How does this guy still have it? This guy's the guy that called the pass play on the goal line for the Seahawks in Super Bowl 49. Exile him to Siberia or put him in a rocket ship and send him directly into the sun. Get him out of my life.
All right. Before we only got about 3 minutes here. Let's get your take on the big game. Bama LSU sitting at 5.5 on my site. It's about 62.5. The money's coming in on the under. I actually like the under at 65. I'm not so sure now, but give me your take on that game and then give us your picks.
Yeah, I don't really know if there's much to do with this game, Alabama LSU. Like, I wish I could come on and pound the table and give you a strong pick one way or another, but no one knows what Tua Tagovailoa is going to do in this game tomorrow. Now, we are expecting, obviously, Tua to play in the game. Is he 100%? Is he 60%? No one has any idea. So, I mean, like, I can tell you LSU is going to win the game. I can tell you Alabama's going to win the game. But until we see Tua's health, it's really impossible to know. So what I can tell you guys, though, and you're very right about what you said about the under, that was where the Sharks came in and hit it. So that was the sharp money was on the under in this game. And the value is probably fully gone from there. I think I'm just going to watch this game live and look for an opportunity to bet the game live and see how two is looking. I doubt that I'm going to bet on this game pregame, which is unfortunate because it's the biggest game of the year. But, I mean, we don't know the health status for Tua Tagovailoa in the game, so it's really hard to kind of go through it here. The other undefeated game that people are going to want to bet on, Battle of the Unbeaten in college football tomorrow, Penn State, a 6.5-point favorite on the road at Minnesota. Every single pro bettor we've had on You Better You Bet this week likes Penn State, thinks this is a step up in class for Minnesota. So I'm probably not going to bet the game because I actually think Minnesota's a little bit of a plucky home underdog here. But I have to give the advice, a lay it or don't play it with the Penn State Nittany Lions based on the professional bettors that come on our show. And one more college football bet for me, and then if you guys want, we can do some NFL. I like Texas at home against Kansas State. Line value is kind of gone. I bet it at 5.5 a couple days ago. It's up to 7 now. Last we saw Texas, they were losing to TCU. And the last we saw Kansas State, they were beating Oklahoma and then taking care of a public dog last week in Les Miles in Kansas. Now Texas favored by a touchdown. People will want to bet on Kansas State. I'll roll the dice with Tommy Herman, Sam Ellinger, and the Texas Longhorns.
All right, NFL plays, quickly.
All right, give me the Cincinnati Bengals as a 10 or 10.5-point underdog against the Ravens. I know it sounds crazy, but wow. I think Ravens coming off the big win over the Patriots. Just a situational spot, divisional game. I'll take the Bengals getting the 10 points against the Baltimore Ravens. And a total that I really love here, guys, just in the interest of time here. I think the Giants-Jets game is going to go over. These are two dreadful teams, two bad defenses. And you know the thing that cures all ails is for a quarterback like Sam Darnold, including mononucleosis? Facing this Giants secondary. Now, as a Giants fan, I'll be rooting for the Jets because I want my coaching staff fired. So let's go Jets on Sunday, and I think this game's going to go over the total. I think this game is played in the mid to high 50s. Both defenses sink. Daniel Jones and Sam Darnold, I both expect to find success in this game.
All right. All right, Nick Costas, have a good weekend. Good luck, buddy.
Yep, got to run.
Great. Wishing you and all the listeners minimal sweats when he bets in the absolute very best of luck. Thanks,
all right, thank all you, Dick. Appreciate it. Got his sign off case.
He does.
He likes the Bengals. I'm sorry. I don't care if the Bengals cover. I can never put my money on the Bengals.
No, probably not going to do that.
I'm not saying they can't cover 10.5. I'm just saying I'm not putting money on that squad.
They have the NC State quarterback starting, right?
Yeah, Ryan Finley.
Yep. We have to hook up caller number 10 right now with a copy of Fight Finish, the official World Series Championship commemorative book. The hardcover full color book covers the entire season in Victory Parade for a limited time. 106.7 The Fan listeners can save 25% when you order your copy this week at worldseriesbook.com and use code THEFAN at checkout. That's courtesy of Skybox Press. Details at thefandc.com/contest.
It's nice to have books about championship winning teams on your coffee tables here in D.C. of late. That's a good thing.
10th caller at 800-636-1067, and the promotional staff will send you that with the cover included.
Yes. Yeah, that's an old Radio Insider recall.
The JP brings it up every time.
Radio.
Well, it's classic. Cake sent a book without the cover.
Hey, it got pummeled in a snowstorm in the front seat of my car, but it still had value. It just didn't have a cover.
All right, everybody have a great weekend. For Bish, Cake, CB, I'm JP. We will see you. Grant Danny, they're coming up next right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.